Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Jade, hostess of Erotic Talk Radio.
And I'm Tay Real, host of It's Real Talk Radio.
And we are here in the green room with Jade and Tay.
Welcome.
We're about to chop it up.
Yeah, it's time to get in. There's some crazy stuff going on right now.
Yeah. So we wanted to just talk about some of the things that's going on. Well, one thing in particular in this segment of the green room.
Yeah, man, this Bill Cosby verdict situation, highly controversial.
Very.
You know, I was digging and dabbing at it a little bit. I didn't get a chance to do as much research as I really wanted to, because it was just a lot of crazy stuff going on. But I did get to do a little bit of digging, and I definitely had mixed feelings about it. Jay, how you feel about it? What's your feelings on this Bill Cosby guilty verdict?
Wow. I'm torn between this whole thing. I really am. Okay. So my thing is,
first of all, let's announce what he's actually found guilty of, for those who don't know.
Okay. So he has, how many counts does he have? I think you had the information for, because you called it out to
three counts. Three counts of indecent assault.
Three counts.
I think it should be sexual assault. The page I'm on right
sexual
now, CNN.com, I'm looking at, it says three counts of indecent assault. But I'm sure sexual has to be on there, right? Like, that was sexual assault, right?
Yeah, he was accused of sexual assault. He was accused of aggravated indecent assault, stemming from drugging and molesting a woman 14 years ago. This was 14 years ago that this had apparently happened, or allegedly happened. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't say sexual. It says indecent assault.
And it was from his main accuser, the main accuser, Andrea Constant, because apparently she came out, and then two other women had spoke up and said that they too were drugged and sexually assaulted by him. I think that some more women had came forward. I don't know, but it just seemed like out of nowhere, it just started. The Jell-O pudding man was getting loving it by all these women.
Well, you as a woman, right? How do you feel about it personally? Like, do you feel like he is definitely guilty? Like, you feel strongly, like, definitely guilty? Like, yes, like, we needed that conviction for all the women out there who are victims? Or do you feel kind of like he was, like, targeted?
Okay, so I know that I might get, I know people some may say, because I'm a victim of rape, and I know that there are other women who I know of, and other women out there who have been victimized in some type of traumatic assault or sexual assault or whatever. I am torn with this because of how long it has been before anyone has came forward. Because in my situation, I was so traumatized, like, it was immediate. I do know the fear that can be there to cause you not to want to say anything. be fearful to say anything, and the bravery comes later on. To me, that one person said something and everybody just came out of, like, out of from under a rock hole somewhere. Like, just it just seemed so sudden and so quick that more and more people was coming. And my only concern when I see this kind, because, oh gosh, you got me. You got me with this one today. Because there are us women who really do go through this trauma, like really, really do go through it and have experienced it. But you do have some people who find an opportunity. I mean, it might like sound kind of fucked up for saying that, but you do. You have some people who
opportunity.
Some people who just opportunity comes, and I've seen it. I've seen some women who will use a situation to make it sound like it's worse than what it was, or they what is the word I'm looking for? They just I don't know. They it's exaggeration, but I mean they fluff it. They fluff it. You know what I'm saying? They make it seem I don't know, because I don't know what the situation was with these women. I'm hearing that. Here's why I'm saying this for the ladies. It's like, oh my gosh. From what I understand, if this situation did happen or whatever happened, or someone decided they were going to come out, from what I understand, they were paid off. Each of these women were paid off, and they held their silence. From what we're getting a whole lot, and please understand that, we're getting a whole lot of different stories, alleged stories from different people, from different news. People are making it sound like horribly worse. It's a lot of exaggeration that's going out there. So we really, as the people that are looking in and reading these and listening to this on the news and reading it on blogs, we are only seeing what people want us to see. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yep.
So to hear that some of these women were paid off, they were silent, my question is, if you were traumatized, why take the money? If this meant a lot to you that something has happened to you, and why take the money? Why put yourself in that situation? And then later on, it looks like to others, because I've heard people say this. This is what I'm hearing people say. Okay, what happened? Did they run out of money? Like, why all of a sudden this old man, you wait till 15, 20 years later to report him? And then all of these women come out of nowhere, you know? So I don't know.
They're saying that the women were, like, you know, intimidated. He's a powerful guy. You know, he's, you know, Hollywood, the Hollywood connection and everything. And, you know, people wouldn't believe them. And, you know, they would be kind of like outcast and all of that stuff. And they was intimidated. And these women, I guess, you know, wanted careers in Hollywood. And, you know,
right,
they were intimidated. And they just didn't want to feel embarrassed and intimidated, and nobody having that back. Until I guess one person, whoever was the first woman that came out that had the courage, and the next one followed, and so on. But I do find it definitely interesting about the payoff. I'm just now finding out about that. Like, wait, so the one Andrea Constant, is her name? Is her name correct?
Mm-hmm.
She got paid what?
Constant?
She got paid off, what, $3 million?
That's what I'm trying.
Back in 2006?
That is what is tripping me out, is that each of these women were paid a substantial amount of money. And so they kept silent. Hence, how long it's taken them to report this. Now, all of a sudden, they report it. There's a leak. It was like a news update or something. It wasn't like this person said or this victim said that they were paid off or whatever. It wasn't like I didn't read anything yet stating that they were straight up paid off.
Well, wait, here's one thing I want to say, too. Like, wait, so he was accused of this crime on Andrea Constant in 2004, so 14 years ago. And
he was accused of the crime.
In 80, right.
Wait,
of
so,
that,
okay,
like,
so
she's saying
there's
he did
nothing.
That in 2004, which is
right,
14 years ago,
that,
so
but
he's
this
80,
is coming out
66.
Now. Right, but what I'm saying to you is this is coming out now that he done this. There are people that are saying that back when Bill Cosby was out, he was drugging women.
Yeah,
you know what
the
I'm
80s
saying?
And all that
so,
stuff.
So my thing is,
but the statute of limitations was up on, I think, most of them. And then, you know, different states
right.
got different laws. One of the most, confusing things about being an American is like understanding how these is different laws for different states, but we're all one country. That's a whole discussion in itself. But you know, it's just crazy because, I mean, we say, all right, so 14 years ago, he did this crime. He would have been 66. Now, how old is Andrea Constant? Are you able to find that out real quick? We need to know because I want to know what the difference is in their age. I'm pretty sure that he has some years on her. 66 year old man. Okay, well, if you're 66, you're not necessarily, a helpless old man that can't do anything. But I'm just trying to make sense of this whole thing. All right, 66, that's pretty old, and he did it then. Like I'm thinking when I first heard about this, I'm like, all right, he did this stuff when he was in his 40s, 50s, whatever. But, all right, now at 66 he did this, so this is the most recent one, so this is the one that the statute of limitations wasn't up, or because of the nature of it, it didn't meet the statute of limitations. I don't know. There's so many questions. America's laws are so tricky.
Okay,
know.
So let me just tell you this real quick. Listen, and I know people are going to be like, oh, y'all don't know the whole entire story, but when you Google this, it's saying 60 accusers. It is saying 60 accusers. There's one that says 35 women told their stories about being assaulted by Bill Cosby and the culture that wouldn't listen. 11 other women. So here's my problem. One of them was 50 years old. Okay, so one of the women was 50 years old. It's 50 years old.
But Andrea Constant, was she the one that's 50? I want to know how old she is because she's the one who she got the $3 million back in 2006 for what he allegedly did in 2004.
Andrea Constant now 45. She's 45 years old.
Okay. So
one woman
she was
said when
like
she
31.
Was 20 years old in 2000. Okay, so let me just tell you. I'm going to let y'all know what I'm seeing, okay? I'm going to let y'all know. We have one victim, Pamela, in 1979 when she was 25 and was an aspiring model. She says in the statement that a producer introduced her to Bill Cosby, who met her in Vegas, paid her $2,500 outfit and brought her to the show. She's saying later that night, she says she blacked out, but remembers seeing that she was in Cosby's bed with two other naked people. Jewel Allison, 1980, in the late 1980s, early 1990s, she said she went to dinner where she was the only guest and felt sick upon sipping her drink. She says she remembers waking up, seeing semen, and becoming nauseous, and that Bill Cosby later put her hand on his genitals. Then we have Janice Baker Kenny. Janice Baker Kenny. She said she was actually raped, drugged and raped her. That Cosby drugged and raped her at her house. At a house party in Reno in 1982. She was one of the five accusers permitted to testify at the trial. Okay. Then we had Donna Barrett in 2004. She says Cosby grabbed her tightly from behind and thrust himself on her backside. Lily Bernard.
Wait, real quick. Let's make sure. Can you make a note, since you're the one reading the articles, can you make a note of the year that each one accused him of being violated? Like, we need to make a note of every year. Like, we got, all right, you said the other woman you just mentioned
okay.
was 2004 as well.
I'm getting ready to Facebook you. And send you the link. But so it's got what? Where am I at? Whose name am I at? I can't even remember. Did I say Donna Barrett?
The woman you just mentioned
in
2004. The woman you just mentioned was accused some of being violated in 2004.
Okay, that's Donna Barrett. Then Lily Bernard in 1992. Okay, a former actress who accused Cosby of drugging and raping her when she guest starred on the 1992 episode of The Cosby Show. Barbara Bowman, I don't even know if we should be calling. She was introduced to Cosby as a 17-year-old aspiring actress and model in 1985. For the next 2 years, she says Cosby flew her to the events, moved her to New York, and repeatedly drugged and raped her until she wiggled out of his grasp, and he wrote her off the show. I guess he wrote her off the show. I think that's what this is saying.
But she continued to be on the show, though she was getting raped, drugged and raped. She
mm-hmm.
continued to be on the show willingly.
She also, other accusers, Constant wanted to testify for her in her 2005 civil lawsuit against Cosby, which was later settled. So they apparently did a settlement. The formal model.
I think the settlement happened
in
2006, if I'm not mistaken. I believe the settlement
happened
in 2005.
Okay, so they were in court, so a year later.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Linda Brown, the former model, said in a statement that Cosby took her to dinner in 1969. This is going back to 1969. And told her he had a present for her in his Toronto hotel room. She says he gave her a soft drink, then she blacked out. She said she woke up naked next to him in bed and was sexually assaulted. Autumn Burns, an aspiring actress who said Cosby raped her in Las Vegas in a Las Vegas hotel in about 1970. Then we had Sarita Butterfield. Cosby invited her to the former Playboy Bunny, she told the Cut that, so this is, I don't know if this is a newspaper or what this is, the Cut, because I've never heard of this. Have you?
No.
Okay. So she told the Cut that Bill Cosby invited her to 1977 Christmas Eve dinner with his family at his Massachusetts home. And after seeing her magazine spread, she says his wife and kids were elsewhere when Cosby aggressively groped her breasts and tried to kiss her until she threatened to alert his family. Bernita Channey Hill, at the time, she said she was 15 years old and she was an aspiring actress, said publicly in Pittsburgh and later in a lawsuit she filed against Cosby that he also had sexually assaulted her in the mid-1980s. Then we have just a lot of women. I'm telling
yeah.
you. Lisa, yeah, Miss Lisa
night,
Christie.
You know, 60 women.
She was 18 years old model in 1989. She said that he flew her to Chicago and tried to rape her. But see, some of these women, this is the thing. If y'all are listening to what I'm saying, some of them says that he tried to rape them, that he, you know, some of them say that they were awake in the bed with him naked. Okay, I get that. I understand that. Okay, that is date rape. I get that. But you have a lot of women who are saying, oh, you know, he just sexually assaulted me. Now, all of these women did not come, like, it's, okay, I'm only on 11. I'm only on 11, the 11th woman. This goes down to 48. This goes down to 48 women.
And
that
it's
has
crazy
testified
because
or said,
it's like,
where
I
did
mean,
they come from? Like, it's like you watch TV, you see on the news that somebody, one person says something, and then everybody picks up the phone. I'm like, was there a damn blog or something? Like, where did y'all have, like, some type of social media hangout or, you know what I mean? Like, and just talked about this and said, okay, let's get our story together and talk about it. Because what happened? I don't understand because I'm saying it's so many. It's, I don't know. I don't even know what to say behind
going
this.
Going around. There's a conspiracy going around that Bill Cosby was trying to buy NBC. And they wanted to get him out of there just like they wanted to get Prince out of there and Michael Jackson and all the other powerful black men that were trying to level up, basically.
Right. Well, now, I will tell y'all that I've sat there and I thought about this when I was looking at some of this in the news and hearing about this. I said, was he able to pay off all of them, or did he not pay off all of them? And that's why people started trickling in. Like, did somebody catch wind that somebody else was paid off all these millions of dollars, and then they decided to say, "Hey, I'm going to report this." But
here's what I'm confused about, Jay. If she got, if I'm not mistaken, $3 million or $3.5 mm-hmm. something like that, $1 million. From Bill Cosby, she, meaning Andrea Constant, back in 2006. How and why is it that there's still a criminal trial? And the first was in 2017, which was, you know, deadlock or whatever. The jury, I guess, couldn't get on the same page. And then a retrial in 2018, which they got a conviction, but if you're paid off, we've heard so many stories where people pay off, like powerful rich people pay off people to avoid it going further. So how is it that you get paid millions of dollars and then you still turn around and get a criminal case as well? It's confusing. It's way more questions than answers as far as I'm concerned. It's really is weird. And then, like, people are making good points. Like, all of these powerful white men who were accused of sexually assaulting women in the workplace, especially the ones in Hollywood, and you know, some of them lost their jobs or whatever, or you know, was relieved of their duties. And Bill O'Reilly, he got paid. We can Google it, the amount. It was like $20 million or something to buy his contract out, and he was accused of sexually violating, you know, sexually harassing coworkers. I don't even know if there's any accusations of actual assault, but I know definitely harassment. But he ended up, they ended up giving him like what, millions? What's it, $20 million? Can you find that out, Jade? Like, what was the amount? What was Bill O'Reilly's buyout?
Okay.
Can you look that up real quick? Because I find it interesting. Like, the black man is the one who gets publicly crucified, and these white men, you know, are just, you know, you just pay them to relieve themselves of their duties. Like, pay them to just, you know, leave whatever job they are at, whatever career they have, and just so they can just go start another one. Like, it's just crazy to me. Like,
this,
you know,
is a,
so,
a Bill O'Reilly big contract that's a $32 million settlement.
$32 million.
Uh-huh.
You sexually harass the women in your workplace, and you get $32 million to leave your job.
Yes,
most
yes.
people would love
it's
to leave their job for $32 million. You, I get my millions of dollars, and I don't have to work for it. I just get it now.
Wow.
And this is the result of sexual
harassment. I have to recant what I said, because I'm telling you, if the price is right, certain things, if you give me $32 million, I might keep quiet too. I don't know. But
most women, do you know how many? Man,
but
listen, you got women.
I'm not going to come back all these years later to discuss something that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the thing, is that I guess it depends.
If you're paid off, I mean, like,
I don't know. This is
you
want to
avoid the criminal thing. Like, all right, we can avoid this criminal thing if you pay me off because you violated. All right, that kind of makes sense. Like, it's kind of like selling your soul for money. But it does make sense that, like, all right, I'm willing to avoid this criminal thing because of the whole public thing that comes with it, and da da da. All right, let's just go ahead and just pay me off, and we just both go on with our lives. So you get paid off, you know, and then it's settled or whatever, and then it's like, okay, you know what? No, I changed my mind. I'm just gonna go ahead and file criminal charges. Like, I don't get it. And so, what is the statute of limitations for sexual assault in Pennsylvania? Because these laws in America are very confusing, with every state having individual laws, like in individual limitations on this. And I was having this discussion with someone, and I was saying, like, why is America like that, where it's like it's so confusing with the laws? Like, why can't it just be like the law is the same in every state? Like, why is it like different states, different laws? And then us, like, you know, from youth going through school to early adulthood, like, we're not even taught like the real laws, like stuff that's really important. We just stuck figuring it out. If you move to a different state, the laws that were in your last state might be different in this state, and you might do something not sexual harassment or assault, nothing like that. But I mean, like, you might do something that you didn't even realize was illegal. It's so confusing. It's so crazy to me. Like, what are the statute of limitations for sexual assault-type crimes, sexual violations for Pennsylvania? Then it's like, all right, well, that's what it is for Pennsylvania. What is it in Maryland? What is it in New York? Like, it's confusing. I know they were saying most of the women, the statute of limitations ran out, but it's like, all right, so Andrea Constant was on trial, right, for it. Like, she was the victim. Then, where, like, So the other women that were allowed to testify, some of their alleged assaults happened back in like the 90s or the 80s or whenever it happened. So when their statute of limitations expired, well, if that's the case, how are they able to testify?
I think that they're still able to testify because it actually happened to them. You know what I'm saying? Like they actually experienced something that a complainant who is currently being the current victim or the victim in that particular trial, because those people have went through it, they're able to testify as a witness because the experience actually happened to them. So though they cannot come back and report it or have a case or go to trial or sue him because the statute of limitations has ran out, they still can come in on someone else's trial and come in as a victim and a witness for
that's
the victim.
Stupid.
Do you understand?
That's stupid. That makes no sense at all. That law is stupid. It is hypocrisy. Do you agree with that law, though? Does that make sense to you, Jay?
That
don't make sense to me.
See, that it really depends.
It's stupid.
Excuse me. It really depends. If I'm a victim and someone else was victimized, but they cannot do anything because there was a statute of limitations that has ran out. They're still getting some type of victory, being able to sit on the stand and say, "You did this to me. You did this to me. I can't do shit about it right now by law because of the statute of limitations, but I'm here at this person's trial who's suing you to say that you did this to me." So that is something for them to be able to go in and support the victim and say, "I understand what you went through. I went through the same thing. And I'm here for you, and I'm going to get on that stand, and I'm going to tell them what he did to me, and that's going to help you, and your victory is going to be my victory." Do you understand what I'm saying? So
have you ever heard of Double Jeopardy?
Yes, I have.
It says the prosecution of a person twice for the same offense. Double Jeopardy is against the Constitution or against the court, like it's against the court system, like it's a violation of really your constitutional rights. It really is. That's the reason why double jeopardy isn't allowed. Like you can't be tried twice for the same crime. So even though it's like you're not, it's not your trial. You're still that person by allowing a person whose statute of limitations is up to testify, it's kind of like almost like being, it's almost like double jeopardy. Like, it's like, because you're supposed to be protected. Like, all right, the statute of limitations is up. I can't, you know what I mean? Like, it's up. So you can't try me for this person. But this person is still allowed to take the stand and testify against me for something where the statute of limitations are up. Like, so
doesn't matter.
It's
doesn't
like
matter.
I'm being tried.
I'm being tried for it when the
statute of limitations is up. So I can't be tried for this, but yet I'm being tried for this. So like it makes no sense to me.
I feel what you're saying.
It's crazy. These laws are ridiculous.
It helps the prosecutor if there's somebody who knows either a situation that was similar to what the victim has gone through or whatever. It helps them even if that person cannot physically sue or do anything on their own behalf because of statute of limitation law. It benefits the victim who is currently going through that trauma at that time and being able to go to court and have someone testify that, hey, yes, this happened to me unfortunately, I can't do anything about it. So the jury cannot, I don't know, because it's like he can't be looked upon for the other offenses, but at the same time, yeah, it can be because they're, it's hard
just
to explain.
Just trying me,
you know,
for
the jury,
that,
the
this
jury,
crime.
The judge is telling the jury, like, you can't, you know, you can't, you know, this, you have to, it has to be biased, or this has to, you have to be unbiased on this situation or whatever, or, you know what I'm saying? This has to be strikes, and you can't make consideration based off of this. And it's hard to tell someone that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. So I don't know.
Well, you know what? We are, you know what? I might actually do my show. You know, my show is on Tuesdays. It's Real Talk Radio. I might actually do this Bill Cosby thing. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. It's still so much left to be said. I might do that.
Right.
I might do that, and that would be tomorrow. And it, you know, it gives more time to, like, really just elaborate on things.
Absolutely.
Do a little more digging. What do you got going on with Erotic Talk Radio this week, Jade?
You know, we be having open discussions, and we talk about a little bit about everything. So just come and check us out this Thursday. Go into the group. If you're on Facebook, check out our group. Erotic Talk Radio, and join the group, and that way you can get on the link and you can see what we're going to be talking about in the next day or two.
Okay, so we're going to do an open discussion type thing for, for ATR?
On this Thursday, yeah, we'll probably do Q&A because we had a lot of people that had some questions based off of some things that we had discussed last week. So, yeah, it's going to be juicy. It's going to be yummy and all that good stuff. So, Erotic Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. It'd be fun. Yes, it do. It really does. So, because you never know what someone's going to ask. Some people ask really juicy, yummy things that you're like, oh, wow. And then some people, you know, it can be from miles away. So if you have a question or anything, you know, and hit Tay up or hit me up, and we can bring it on the show. Tay is on with me every so often, and maybe he'll come and hang out with me again this Thursday. Yeah, yeah. So that's why I'm saying, if y'all got any questions for Erotic Talk Radio, y'all still, and you know Tay and you don't know me, you still can ask him. He can run it past me, or he can come on the show himself and ask that question, and then we can answer it for you live on air.
Well, for the tubers out there that's unfamiliar with us and unfamiliar with Erotic Talk Radio, let them know how they can find. Of course, we're going to leave all of the contact information in the description below. But for those just listening, some people don't want to click. They just like to listen. They don't want to, like, click and scroll and all that. So let the people know how they can find Erotic Talk Radio, how they can slide through and check you out.
blogtalkradio.com/erotictalkradio. Hey, check us out.
No doubt. It's realtalkradio.com. Also blogtalkradio.com/tayreal, but it's realtalkradio.com is a lot more simple. So for the tubers who are unfamiliar, briefly, it's Real Talk Radio. We just kind of just, it just don't matter. We might talk about this week. Next week, we might talk about, I don't know, what's some
dates.
We might get
into like, stuff like
that, we might talk about
radio.
Trump.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, you never know. We might get an erotic discussion going on, but we just switch it up on It's Real Talk Radio. That's what we do. So week to week, you just never know what we might be discussing. But it's always controversial and entertaining. And that's every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And the call-in number is 347-838-9540. Callers are welcome. And just be on the lookout. A lot of good stuff coming, you know, so definitely be on the lookout. Also, it's realtalkradio@gmail.com. Send an email if you want to be a guest. You're up and coming, whatever. You're talented or you feel strongly about this or anything. You know, just send an email. You could be just a regular average Joe, but if you got something interesting that you want to share, you know, we might could do a discussion about it, bring you on, and let's talk about it. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. So definitely tune in to It's Real Talk Radio every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got anything else, Jay? That's it. You got all your information out there and stuff?
And follow us here on YouTube. Subscribe to our page and
that's true.
Check out some more. Check out some more.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's it.
And there's also the email for that, right? What is it? What's the email, Jay? What's the email
the green room at gmail.com?
What did you say? Thegreenroom.com? You about to send them to somebody else's website. That is not our website.
Thegreenroom@gmail.com. Is it the green room?
Are you sure? Is that it? You got to go back. Yes, wait, you got to make sure. We can't be giving them, like, other people's information. We can't be promoting other people, Jay. Let's go. We got to make sure. I don't even know about heart. Hold on. Let me scroll back.
We just created it, y'all.
Is that it?
So, yeah, we just created it. I thought it was the green room at gmail.com.
Is it? Hold on. I don't even want to say what I thought it was because that's still a promotion for somebody else. Can you scroll to when I sent it to? Okay. It's the green room with Jay and Tay at gmail.com. Jade is J-A-D-E and Tay is T-A-Y. The green room with Jade and Tay.com. Oh, my bad. I said .com. The green room with Jay and Tay at gmail.com. Once again, the green room. With Tay, I said it wrong again. The Green Room with Jay and Tay. I'm chipping over my son's toys. The Green Room with Jay and Tay. That's the name of the show. So it's the name of the show at gmail.com. The Green Room with Jay and Tay at gmail.com. That is the email address for The Green Room. You know, if you want to, you know, so for YouTubers that's checking us out, you know what I mean? Definitely, like Jay said, subscribe. And hit us up, leave comments, you know. Keep in mind, it's our first segment. You know, we got these internet radio shows that we do every week, and we decided to do a weekly segment. The Green Room with Jay and Tay, we're doing this exclusively for the tubers, you know. So every Tuesday, be on the lookout for a new upload on a new discussion, you know, and this is what we're here for, to have these discussions and talk about the things that may not be so easy to talk about, the things that make you a little uncomfortable, or you getting into a debate with your friend or your cousin or whatever. That's the type of stuff we're going to be doing every Tuesday, just giving our opinion. Sometimes we'll agree, but sometimes we'll disagree. There's no bias. So we're here to do, y'all. So check us out, man. You know, we're gonna keep bringing y'all that content.
All right.
I was like, I didn't know if you were still there. I was like, okay, do I just end now, or is Jay still there?
Did you end?
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm about to end it now, so this is all good.
Damn.
It's going to be edited out.
It's all good.
It's
man,
all
I don't even
good,
know.
So that's what it is. All right, so the Green Room with Jay and Tay, we will catch y'all next week.
Holla.
Peace out.